Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, continuing with different etiquettes of the janazah, etiquettes of dealing with the mayyit, etiquettes of giving ghusl. So we start another chapter now. Babu istihbab takthir al-musallin al-janazah wa ja'ala sufufahum thalathata fa akthara. The chapter on the desirability for many people to perform the janazah salah and to make the rows three or more. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the three numbers are mentioned. One is 100 people or more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a means of that mayyit's forgiveness. Meaning at least 100 people were present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that as an excuse that so many people have come for the janazah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it worth its worth. Imagine the forgiveness and the mercy and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had opportunities of making tawbah. Throughout his life he had opportunities to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even after a person's death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for excuses to enter this person into Jannah. So if 100 people attended his janazah, then in one hadith it is mentioned that this person is forgiven. Then another number that comes in a hadith also is 40. And then another number that comes is 3 subs. So ulama explained such so beautifully. One explanation they give is the number specifically is not intended, meaning not specifically 100, not specifically 40, or not specifically 3 subs. But what is meant is many people come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that as a means to forgive this person. And another opinion of the ulama is no, that these numbers was initially 100. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed more clemency, more mercy, more rahmat on the ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted from 100 to 40. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, mercy, kindness, even further is now shown on the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreased it to 3 steps. Ulama explained 3 steps. What is meant by, with 7 people you can get, just 7 people you can get 3 subs. One is the imam that is standing in front, the first sub 3 people, second sub 2 people, and the third sub 1 person. So just with 7 people you can get 3 subs. So this is the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this first hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min mayyitin yusalli alayhi ummatun min al-muslimina يبلغون مئة كلهم يشفعون له إلا شفعوا فيه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a group of 100 Muslims perform salah for a deceased Muslim and all of them intercede on his behalf, the intercession for him will be accepted. So this hadith is showing us 100 people. If 100 people intercede, they make janazah salah. Janazah salah actually is a dua. The person is interceding on behalf of the mayyit. And when these people are intercede for them, for this mayyit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the intercession on his behalf. The next hadith in Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازة 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه. رواه مسلم. In Muslim Sharif, this hadith comes from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when a Muslim passes away and 40 people who do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perform salah for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the intercession for him. This is mentioned in Muslim and Bihaqi. So here we explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, mercy, kindness, etc. pleases upon the ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reduced it to 40. And the third hadith we find, عن مرتد بن عبد الله اليزني رحمة الله عليه قال كان مالك بن حبيرة رضي الله عنه إذا صلى على الجنازة فتقال الناس عليها. مرتد بن عبد الله اليزني, he narrates that when مالك بن حبيرة رضي الله عنه, he was a Sahabi, he performed salah for a deceased person. So when he was performing salah for making janazah salah for the deceased person, he found the numbers to be very very few. And there wasn't too many people that were present. So, جَزَّهُمْ عَلَيْهَا ثَلَاثَةُ أَجْزَاءٍ. So what he did was he made these people into 3 subs. Into 3 subs he made these people that were present. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ ثَلَاثَةُ صُفُوفٍ فَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ. He said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that when 3 rows of people perform salah for a deceased person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes paradise obligatory, necessary for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it necessary that this person gets Jannah. This is just an expression. Otherwise, there is nothing that is faraz for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no thing that is faraz. Everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is volitional. But yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills whatever He promises. If He promises that this person will get Jannah, this person will get Jannah. Therefore you find sometimes when the numbers in a janazah are small, people are requested to make three steps. This is where this is coming from. It's coming from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here again we find the mercy, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's also important that a person lives his life like this. As Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, his father's name was Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yasin sahab rahmatullah alayhi. So he writes about his father that his father was very, very, very punctual about his tahajjud salat. That he wouldn't miss his tahajjud salat for anything. So he said in his last days that he was not well. So when I came home after Isha Salat, then he told me, hey Shafi, tonight you sleep with me. Tonight you spend the night with me. So Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, like the pious of the past, that whenever the father would tell them anything, they wouldn't consider that my status, my maqam, what my situation. Whatever the fathers or the seniors told them with respect and with muhabbat and with love, they would accede. So he said that night I spent the night with my father in his room. So just before this time of Fajr Salah, he woke me up. He said that I need to be cleaned. So quickly he took him to the bathroom. The person who's sick is not well. Sometimes they need to be cleaned. They mess themselves. So he said he took me to the bathroom and some other family member helped to clean up the bed and clean up the whole place. And I took him to the bathroom and cleaned him up quickly. And when he came out now and he was clean, first question he asked was how many minutes left for tahajjud? How many minutes left for tahajjud? So he said there's about 10 minutes left. He said, quickly please put some pillows for me. I can sit and read my tahajjud salat. So he read his tahajjud salat properly. And then he heard the azan. So he's asking, he left the azan for fajr. So his father said, yes. So his son, Mufti Shafi sahab, said, yes, that is the azan for fajr. So then they performed the fajr salah. After the fajr salah, after performing the fajr salah, he looked at me and he told me, Shafi, mujhe bahut jaldi mat bhool jana. Don't forget me too quickly. Don't forget me too quickly. This is one thing that happens very often. That the father passes away, grandfather passes away. After the person is gone, people remember him for a few days. And after that, the person is forgotten. So this is the wasiyat he made to his son. Don't forget me too quickly. He says, after that, he read the kalima and he passed away. In that condition, he read the kalima and he passed away. And then he says, this was 1936 that his father had passed away. He said, Mufti Shafi sahab passed away in 1976, 40 years. He said, every single day, I made it a point of reading Yasin and saying, Isa alayhi salam to my father. So from this incident, we learn two things. One is the importance of bringing up children good in a pious manner, in a good, correct etiquette. It doesn't matter if they don't have any worldly degrees, but the fact that they got their tarbiyat in them, and this is the investment that we will have after we are gone. The second thing we learn from here is that a person who's particular and meticulous about his a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to pass away in such a condition that he fulfills that a'mal, or at least he's concerned that amal mustn't be lost. My late grandfather, rahmatullah alayh, that the last night before he passed away, he was in hospital. So he said, the main concern was, and I mustn't miss my Fajr Salah. He insisted that he would like somebody to stay there just to be with him so he doesn't miss his Fajr Salah and he doesn't miss his Tahajjud Salah, because he made it a point for the last 50 years of his life he didn't miss his Tahajjud Salah. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that at the time of Tahajjud he passed away also. So this happens when a person has got concern, he's got fikr, and he makes it a point that he lived his life like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to pass away like that. Then here we see also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens people's hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes many people to be present at the janazah. Why? So that this is more opportunity for this person to be forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.